I'm sorry to wake you up.
Himon Elbi has gone through with three adoptions. She flew to the U.S. for two of them. Offshore reporter Emily Dugdale visited her house in Majuro on a hot weekday afternoon with Jed, a Marshallese interpreter from the nearby religious center. Himon leads Emily and Jed to her bedroom, where she pulls out an old tin box from her dresser. She takes out a pile of creased, faded photos and papers and begins to sort through them.
When she was a baby,
eh? Mother and father.
Okay.
She shows them pictures of her children in America on the first day of school, posing for family photos.
That's the mother, and that's... Can I, is it okay if I take photos of the photos?
Himon gets confused during the interview, mixes up the three adoptions. It's tough to nail down concrete facts, timelines. What's clear is that along the way, she had some pretty traumatic experiences. For one pregnancy, Himon said she was recruited off the street by a Marshallese adoption fixer who offered her $10,000 and a plane ticket to the U.S. in exchange for her baby. Himon accepted. 3 days later, she was on a plane to Utah. She remembers the adoptive family taking her for car rides, going to the mall, how unprepared she was for Utah's cold climate.
What did she say?
She's not going back. She said the time when she was there with them, they bought her food and stuff. And the clothes she went with to the United States came back with the same clothes. No more. They didn't buy anything, only food.
They didn't buy her any clothes to wear?
No, no clothes. Came back with the same shoes.
We couldn't reach the adoptive family in Utah. But the family who flew to Majuro to adopt one of her children through the official government process said they believe Himon went through some pretty horrifying experiences.
After she gave birth, she came back with nothing.
They didn't give her the money?
No. No money, only ticket to come back home.
And they'd said that they would give her $10,000. Wow.
And
she wanted to ask about the money, but she was too afraid.
She was crying and she didn't feel so good leaving the baby behind. If her friends were ever in that situation, she would tell them not to do it because they took her two times and it's not worth giving up the baby.